Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, my friends. Simon Miller from What Culture here, live. Kind of, not really live, because you're watching this on demand YouTube video from Las Vegas. Look what's behind me, the MGM Grand. Now, I have some very sad news to begin with. Obviously, we were meant to go and see AEW Dynamite tonight, but we went to see the impossible David Copperfield instead. So what I'm going to do is, no, not really. Imagine I gave you a David Copperfield review. You'd be so mad. Now, the first question you're going to have is, Simon, where's your big crowd? Where's the people that usually surround you at these events? Well, I don't know whether you've been to the MGM Grand. Obviously, it's a venue within a building. So by the time everybody had got out, and because of the Rampage and the Ring of Honor tapings, we couldn't really find anybody anyway. But also, we had a tech issue. And by the time we've come back here, we've just thrown it all around. That person's calling me Johnny Sins. It's funny. No one's ever done that before. No one. I'm going to get him. One day, I'm going to get him. At least 50 times a day. I'm not kidding. But the point is this. Don't have to worry about it. Because come Double or Nothing, we're in the T-Mobile. We will make sure we have that chaos. And we will make sure we will have that carnage. But we're still going to up those downs. Because you know the Finger of Power train. Just made that up right now. Never stops. So, the go-home edition of AEW Dynamite for the pay-per-view. Start with Orange Cassidy versus Carl Fletcher for the international title. And as I told Phil, as we were watching this, this was basically how many times can we drop each other on our heads challenge. Now, I'm sure they were doing it all safe and stuff. But that's what it looked like. This was a phenomenal match. And the cool thing about it was that during it, or maybe just afterwards, Tony Khan tweeted out the Aussie Open have signed with AEW. They are all elite. I think it has an amazing signing. They are a great tag team. I never see them have a bad match. And we saw them wrestling back in WCPW in Defiant, which obviously used to be the What Culture promotion. Honestly, it made me warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum, as did this match. I mean, the fact that we're still tying into the fact that Orange Cassidy keeps having match after match after match. He's injured. He had tape on his back. He had tape on his hands. At one point, Carl Fletcher super kicked his hand. You don't really see that very often. And Orange Cassidy's selling. I don't know whether I just haven't noticed it on TV or whether I can pay more attention when I'm there live. The man is amazing. And I said recently, I think he's one of the best wrestlers in the world. And people went crazy at me in the comments. But I'm saying it again. He can do goofy. He can do serious. He can tell a story. I think he's damn fantastic. And this is absolutely getting an up. And of course, we're going to get to the weekend. We're going to have the Blackjack Battle Royal. Kind of think that's where he may lose the damn thing. But even if he has, what an incredible run it's been. What a great start to Dynamite. I was enjoying it. We then got this Ricky Starks promo. Now, the end of it was he got jumped by Jay White and Juice Robinson, as you would expect. And he told us that he got DQ'd intentionally last week. But he's also in this Battle Royal. I assumed we were going to do Jay White versus Ricky Starks Part 2 in some kind of stipulation match. So my eyebrow raises a little bit. I don't know what we're doing with this. It also ties into the end of Rampage. And, of course, we're going to do Rampage ups and downs. We'll get there as and when. But it's a wait-and-see moment. I kind of feel like maybe this pay-per-view is about to take us off in many different directions, which is no bad thing, but I certainly was taken aback. We also got a Jack Perry promo. I'm going to give you the short and the narrow because I want to get to something else quickly. He talked about every other time he left Double or Nothing. He's kind of had a bad time. This time he wants to have a good time so that when he's driving home, he's the brand new AEW World Champion. Now, once again, haven't watched it back on television. Don't know how it came across. He definitely got booed a little bit, which surprises me. But I do have this inkling that when we get to the Four Pillars match at Double or Nothing, maybe he will join up with MJF. I know, it's a crazy thing to suggest. Just kind of feel it in my bones. But hey, everybody basically got a promo for that Four Pillars match, and we'll get there when we get where. Which is when FTR came out, and FTR decided we need to, I don't know, light a fire under everything. I wrote down what they said. They said how much they hate Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett, although they've been really smart. When Dax Harwood took the mic and basically said, we're not about to lose our tag belts to some TNA rejects. Also, you should go and talk to Dixie Carter. And I was like, well, We went absolutely nuts. But then to get interesting, because Mark Briscoe came out. He's mad because obviously he's been taken out for the last couple of weeks after Dax Harwood gave him that pile driver. So he was like, why'd you do that, Dax? Dax was like, oh, I couldn't see. I had stuff in my eyes. And then Mark Briscoe slapped him. And I was like, oh, my gosh, well, he's not pleased. That's when Jeff Jarrett's crew came out. And they were like, oh, I can't believe he slapped him. So he slapped all of them too. Now, again, we didn't have the commentary or anything like that. To me, where we were sitting, and we had good seats too, it looked like he was saying something to Jay Lethal. I don't know what he was saying, but clearly we are planting some seeds here. I think this is the most exciting match. The match I'm most excited for. Come Double or Nothing. Just love Jeff Jarrett. I think Jeff Jarrett is wonderful, and you have to imagine that he A-OK'd all this stuff for Dax to say, and it got a big reaction. I just think FTR are awesome. So this is getting an up to. I'm looking forward to it massively. I don't think Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal should win. I don't think they will win. There's just something about it. I'm just surprised by it. I'm a little bit taken aback. Sammy Guevara then did the same promo too. Renee Paquette said, oh, I talked to MGF. The offer still stands. He'll, you know, if you lay down, he'll pay you a bunch of money. I was like, yeah, I think that's what Jack Perry's going to do. I think that's what Jungle Boy is going to do. Maybe getting my head of myself. Anyway, Sammy also told us that he's going to become the world champion. So someone is lying to me. Because you can't all become world champion unless we do that, and that will be bad. We then had a trios match, House of Black versus Blake Christian, AR Fox and Metalik. Very strange old team to go against these guys. I love the entrance live. I know some people don't seem to like it. I love the lighting. I thought it was badass. This was essentially a squash because the House of Black wrecked these fools, and it had a terrific finish. We had three submissions going on when Brody King, his submission was to grab Blake Christian and do that hanging choke thing over the ropes. Don't forget, that's attempted murder. If I did it to this person right now who's yelling at me, I'd be in jail and we wouldn't be able to finish the video. Brody King does it. Everyone was losing their mind, as was I. It was badass. It gets it up. I love this House of Black. I love the House of Black challenge. It sounds like we're going to do the Acclaim versus the House of Black at Double or Nothing. That's an interesting match. I heard the pop for the Acclaim when they came out on Rampage. They still super duper over. Not 100% sure they are going to win. We then went backstage. Blackpool Combat Club. Brian Danielson did some talking. Moxie did some talking. The whole point is they're the best in the world. The Elite are nothing but amateurs and pretenders. Wheeler Yuta and Claudio Castagnoli were in the background, and they were doing this the whole time and just looking into the camera. But the way Claudio was doing it, really off-putting. Kind of had a little grin on his face. I couldn't stop watching him. Now, look, I love Claudio Castagnoli. He's one of the best wrestlers in the world. If you haven't seen it, watch it. Which is when Maxwell Jacob Freeman came out to cut a promo. Listen, everyone went nuts for this. The fans were electric for it. It was genuinely funny. He gets mega heat. Some people like to point the finger at him. I think he's awesome. He said that we were in Virgin Vegas, which obviously implies that we've never had sex. But have you had sex, Phil? Yeah, Phil's had sex. I've had sex. So I'm going to assume he wasn't talking to us. Although he did also call us paws. I'm pretty poor. You're pretty poor, Phil, given the current state of the world. Yeah, so maybe he's half right. I really like what he did here because he talked about the fact, and we've talked about it here on Ups and Downs. It's just, you know, one of those things. The whole point of the four pillars is we didn't know who they were 4 or 5 years ago. And they have built themselves up, which is why it's so important and so cool. They are in the main event. He then obviously goes Maxwell Jacob Freeman and says, I'm better, I'm going to win because they're a bunch of assholes. I like that. That's why I like this feud. Even if you think it's had problems and you think there's holes in the story, my favorite thing about it is that we are putting the spotlight on them. And it's only going to help. Even if we had made some mistakes, Jack Perry, Sammy Guevara, Darby Allin, and MGF will all benefit. This is when Darby Allin does come out. And he basically said he used to work in a toilet. Is it toilet? Yeah, cleaning toilets. But then he started betting on himself. He took some risks. He ended up being a professional wrestler. He joined AEW. He now wants to be the face of the company. And to do that, he needs to be a world champion. This made me laugh out loud because MJF looked at this. He took it in, then went boop, and he just kicked him right in the testicles. It was done in such a nonchalant way. It just made me laugh. Sammy Guevara comes out. He runs off MJF. Jungle Boy comes out. He beats up MJF, which probably takes my idea from early and throws it into the toilet. But never forget Survivor Series 1998. If you know, you know. If you don't know, don't worry about it. And it ends with Jungle Boy Jack Perry holding the belt above his head. So I think the biggest problem I do have with this match is you always want there to be a seed of doubt. I don't think that MJF is going to lose. I don't think anybody thinks that. But if we do this spin with Jack Perry, I think it'll be quite good. Even if we don't, I still think it'll be quite good. I'm giving it an up. I love all these four guys. Again, you know, there's certainly things you can, you know, nitpick at, and you certainly should. That's the whole point of this. I just like the idea of it, and I think it's been executed pretty damn well.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out UnitedHealthcare insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company. They offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
We then got the Ty Valkyrie versus Lady Frost. Now, Jake Cargill, Mark Sterling and Layla Gray came out just to look at them. And for a while, Ty forgot she was in a wrestling match because, you know, if somebody sees another wrestler outside the ring when they're wrestling, they forget. Now, it's a solid match. We got Blue Thunderbomb, the least devastating move in all of sports entertainment. It didn't work, you'll be surprised to hear. I am going to say this, I thought it was a bit too long. Personally, I thought in order to sort of get some Ty, some real momentum before she goes into the pay-per-view, it could have been a little bit quicker, but it was still fun. It did the job. I like Lady Frost. She's got a great entrance. She's got great poses she does all the time. And then afterwards, you know, Ty hits the road to Valhalla and she, you know, well, I did it. And then Jade just looks at her and she left. So not exactly the most enticing way to build a feud, but I am excited about that match. And as I said before, this match wasn't the best indicator for it, but I think Ty Valkyrie should win the TBS Championship. I just think it's time. I think it's time. It doesn't really feel like we've got to that tipping point yet, but I still think we should do it. Look, I'm going to give it an up. I thought it was, it did the job, but I think maybe there's some other things that we could have done a little bit differently, but we didn't. So there's no point crying over spilt milk. Tony Khan then popped up on the big screen, and there's a lot of intrigue for this. We did a video about it earlier. Make sure you check it out. Where is the first collision going to be held? Is it going to be Daly's Place, which is this rumor, as some kind of backup venue, or was it going to be Chicago in the United Center? Essentially, if he booked it in Chicago, it meant CM Punk was coming back. Rumors throughout the day was that this has all been agreed. You can read stories everywhere now. It's in Chicago. 17th of June, 2023. I imagine that CM Punk is coming back to AEW. I'm going to give that an up, right? Again, taking all the stuff we don't 100% know about, I'm looking at it purely from a fan perspective. I think Collision will be better with Punk. I think we'll be able to do more fun stuff with Punk again from what we see on the screen. I'm excited about this now. And hopefully it gives it a little bit of a push and a little bit of momentum, which it certainly does need. We also had an interview with Hangman Adam Page, who talked about the fact he's always been friends with the Young Bucks. Maybe him and Kenny Omega didn't really have that buddy-buddy relationship, but they're all family. And come the Anarchy in the Arena match, he said that the Blackpool Combat Club, but he kept calling them Blackpool. He just got rid of Combat Club and called them Blackpool, are going to pay with blood. So that's quite serious. Also attempted murder. You can't say you're going to spill people's guts and blood over the floor without the police getting annoyed. When we had a contract signing for the Adam Cole Chris Jericho match. Now, at first I was like, wait a minute, this is unsanctioned. But they did justify this because Tony Schiavone was all like, well, you know, you need to sign the paperwork that says AEW is not going to be responsible for this. Adam Cole cut a great promo where he's like, Chris Jericho, I'm going to end your life. I'm going to break all the bones in your body because you hurt my girlfriend. Whereas Chris Jericho's like, that wasn't my fault. You're a coward. Let's look at the footage. You were right there. Why didn't you do anything? This is the best version of Chris Jericho. Acting like a tough guy, but secretly terrified of the world Chris Jericho is the absolutely best one. He was also perfectly happy to do what is essentially a no rules match. Because he's like, look, I'm out here with my boys, the Jericho Appreciation Society. You're just out here with Roderick Strong. That's 5-on-2. When Adam Cole went, oh yeah, I thought about this. So we've got a special enforcer and we could stand here all day. Who do you think came out? Think it was me? No. Think it was Phil? No. Think it was the guy here? No. Think it was this lamppost? No. Think it was the exit only sign? No. It was Sabu. I think everyone looked at each other and was like, Sabu? But he got a massive reaction. He got a massive pop. The Jericho Appreciation Society sold this like they'd seen a ghost. Poor Daddy Magic got a chair right in the head, which obviously ties into ECW stuff. It adds a certain intrigue to the match. And again, when you get that kind of reaction, and when you're part of that kind of reaction, you have to give it an up. I mean, I could have sat here. If I hadn't watched Dynamite, I would have got to like Mantar and Duke the Dumpster Drozzy and that monk, whatever that monk's name was, I can't remember now, Friar Bishop or something. That got canned after a week. And I never would have come up with Sabu. But there you go. Tony Khan is a massive ECW fan. I imagine he's doing backflips. This then went right into Roderick Strong versus Daniel Garcia. What a terrific match. The chops were absolutely... I was dying inside. But Daniel Garcia is a great wrestler too. But his whole sports entertainment character gimmick stuff is wonderful. The dance, the way he interacts with the crowd, the way he sold the chops at one point, it's on the ropes. It's like, oh, I don't want to be chopped anymore. Dude has so much potential. He's already living up to it. He's going to be a megastar. But we are really pushing Roderick Strong. Because he hit that crazy, oh, I've thrown you into midair and now I'm going to murk you with my knees move. And he got the 1-2-3. Says he's beating Jericho. He's beating Daniel Garcia. I don't know whether that ties into Adam Cole winning or losing at the weekend. Giving it an up. Roderick Strong is a great wrestler. Daniel Garcia got something, I tell you. We also did have a video reminding us, or telling you if you didn't know, that Willow Nightingale became the first ever NJPW Strong Women's Champion. Don't forget, Mercedes, my name, was meant to win that title. And when she broke her ankle, and all the best to her, I hope she gets better soon, she called an audible and said, no, Willow, you win it. And this could be one of those situations where Willow can use that to benefit her, because Willow Nightingale is so good. She was so happy here. All of a sudden, I felt happy, because that's what happens. That translates through the screen or live. I'm very excited about this, thinking we could do something. When we got to our main event, which is the Blackpool Combat Club versus the Lucha Brothers for the Ring of Honor Tag Team titles, it's fantastic. It really was. They went at 100 miles per hour. We got a bunch of uppercuts in midair. We got a couple of really close near falls after the Fire Thunder Driver, courtesy of Phoenix. And the Blackpool Combat Club even hit their rocket launcher, which is their finish too. That was a kick out as well. And you just knew it was going to tie into the Anarchy in the Arena stuff because it had to. So as soon as the Lucha Brothers hit their spike pile driver, Claudio was going to get in to make the save. Young Bucks turn up. They won't let him do it. They're able to get the 1-2-3. Lucha Brothers retain. Young Bucks run off. Out come the Blackpool Combat Club. Brian Danielson's mad. John Moxley gets the microphone. He just said he promised all the blood in the world. I was like, of course you did. You're John Moxley. All I got to do is, like, you know, glance in your general direction and blood is coming out of your head. But given how much they pushed the violence for that Anarchy in the Arena match, if you're one of these people that don't like the blood and you don't like the gore, that's perfectly fine. You're allowed to. I think it's going to be brutal. And I would be worried if I were you. So I am going to give it an up, which of course does bring us to the end of Dynamite. I will say this. Maybe I need to watch it on TV to get some of the stories and to get some of the other bits and bobs that I missed. It was still a really good show and I enjoyed myself. But there were certainly bits and bobs where it was a bit like, oh, it's a bit of a strange thing to do. However, were they downworthy? Absolutely not. They were not downworthy by any stretch of the imagination. That's right. What culture? How are you doing? That's my name as well. How you doing, brother? You good?
Yeah,
you well?
We just watched AEW.
We were there as well.
Simon.
How are we doing? Yeah, that's Simon, yeah, on the camera right now.
Hey,
you're joining us. Hey, oh, yeah, I like that. Did you have a good show? You enjoyed it?
Yes, we loved it. We loved it. It was awesome.
And you're going to Sunday Double or Nothing?
We're not going to Sunday Double.
That's a disappointing answer. Why aren't you going?
We just can't afford it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's spontaneous. He won a free ticket for tonight. Yeah. So.
Oh, good for you, man. Well, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you, my friend. Thank you so much. Now, thank you for watching. I appreciate it massively. That's the only reason we're here.
Yeah.
You take care of yourself. Safe trip home. There we go. See, we always get something. That's why I appreciate them. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you. You're very nice. Thank you. It warms me up. Warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. But I still had a good show. Hence why Dynamite is getting up. Very excited about Double or Nothing. I mean, it's going to be like 72 hours long. It always is, but that's perfectly okay. Anyway, for the time being, make sure you check out all the other videos we are doing from Vegas. Make sure you watch all the ups and downs videos, because again, that's why, well, one of the reasons I'm here. Without that, I wouldn't be here. Like the video, share the video, subscribe. What Culture WWE, Simon of 316. I think that's everything. And again, don't worry, Double or Nothing. The people that love the crowd will have it. And for the people that don't, look, I'm creating balance here. You got this nice MGM Grand in the background, cars driving past. It's now like a nice weather because it's the evening. So everybody wins. That's what I'm all about, everybody winning. Take care of yourself. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.